This episode is brought to you by our friends over at Tiege Hanley. The first thing that she's going to notice about you guys is your skin. Is your face, is everything on point? Is it clear? Does it look amazing? And you know you're doing a really good job when she comes up to you and says, "Hey, what are you doing for your skincare? You look really good. What are you doing? Can I get some tips or tricks or any bit of advice?" Well, the crazy part about this is that you can join this exclusive club too. If you go to amphrolife.com/partners, click on the Tiege Hanley logo or on the link, it's going to take you automatically to their website where it's going to apply a 10% off discount. I recommend moisturizers, face wash, exfoliation, literally everything. I've been with Tiege Hanley now for about almost 2 years, 3 years. And I think you guys can notice the difference too. So again, amphrolife.com/partners, click on the Tiege Hanley logo or click the link. It'll take you to the website for 10% off of your next order. I'm the hit maker, y'all depend on. Backstage in my city, it was friend zone. You won't ever take no chain off of us. How the f*** you big stepping with a size 7 man zone? This the part with the bite, what's up? I know my picture on the wall when y'all cook up. Extortion, baby, whole career, you been shook up. What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode. What is this, 118 or something like that? Thank you guys so much who supported our last video. As I mentioned, this is going to take so much work and effort and intensity, even more than we've put in the last 4 years between Spotify, Apple, Amazon, all the other platforms. So thank you guys so much for subscribing. Please hopefully tell your friends about it so neither of you miss an episode going forward. And I think it is going to be so important to build this channel into what we hope that it will be. On this episode, I want to talk about what I've realized about moving away. So for those of you that maybe aren't fully caught up or, you know, been involved with this show, with me, or maybe you're new. I moved to Miami about 3 years ago, and I consider it to be one of the best moves I've ever made in my entire life. And the reason I'm doing this episode is for those of you out there that are genuinely stuck between a rock and a hard place of where you want to live, do I want to move, do I want to spend the money, do I want to stay at home for a while, then move, but then you kind of risk, well, am I going to be able to fit into a new city if I wait in my age? There's a lot of factors, there's a lot of things, and I want to do this episode to help a lot of you who are in your 20s to figure out what you actually want to do with your life, because I've said it for a while, and maybe you haven't heard me say it. I think your 20s are meant for you to make mistakes. Now, that's easier said than done, but if you make a move that is a little bit more tumultuous than like 20 minutes down the road, maybe you go to a different state. Shit, maybe you go to a different country. Maybe you go abroad. That's amazing. I wish I could have done that. I could still do it, but it's a little more complicated. Let's just stick to the States first. That would be my recommendation. But it is such a bold thing to do. And one of the many things that I learned in making that move and being on Miami now for 3 years is that you need to be super all in. There is no one day I want to do it, another day I don't. And there's going to be plenty of those days that you have. But at some point, you're going to have to force yourself to just say, fuck it and send it. Either be firm in your decision and staying home and living with your parents, or be firm in deciding to move maybe all the way across the country, maybe move to a different state. But it is unmatched what you will learn in that experience moving away. And you don't have to do it for 3 years like I've lived in Miami. I love Miami so much. There's so many parts of it that I tend to love. I think for starters, like Florida, the weather in the winter is amazing. There's something different about being able to eat dinner outside in January when it's like 75 degrees at night. It's out of this world. But the mindset that you have, like, currently, and then the mindset that you will obtain making a move like this, I would argue, since I've done it, that you will be so much farther ahead of everybody else your age. And now it gets to a point where we talk about finances and money, and I don't know your position. I don't know your situation. I know that it's really expensive to live. And my mindset at the time when I moved, and maybe you have this too, is that I don't want to pay at the time rent to live in the city that I grew up in. That makes no sense to me. I just, when I did the math and I did the calculations and all that fun stuff, I'm like, well, wait a minute. My parents are always going to welcome me back home, which this is another thing. Your parents or whoever you live with are always going to welcome you back home. Yes, they may be a little sad that you decide to leave or you decide to move, and they may try and guilt trip you. I've been here. I've been down that road. It is not fun. But I promise you, they still love you. They'll welcome you home with open arms, maybe even more than you can imagine. But when we talk about finances and we talk about money, like, that's a real thing. And I realize, I'm like, you know what? I don't want to pay rent in the city I grew up in Pittsburgh. Let's just go to Florida, live in Miami for, at that time, my mindset was, let's just do it year by year. And now we're into year three and closing in on year four here in a few months, several months. But it is, I will tell you, if you're able to do it, you're able to put the pennies and everything together, the wisdom that you will, and you could see it with this show in the last 4 years, how episodes that I was doing in 2020 during the pandemic, getting out of the pandemic, I was here in Pittsburgh, and then the move, like, we kind of went through that whole experience together. And thank you guys, by the way, for being so supportive. I remember when I made that move, how many people were like, I really admire what you're doing. I really respect what you're doing. Like, I could never do that, but I, you know, that was awesome. So, like, to kind of feel validated in that is cool. But if you could put the money together, do it. That is 100% my recommendation. And you're asking me, well, Ant, how much money do you really need? And this gets into an interesting part of the conversation. I think you have to look at it like this. If you decide to make a move to a Florida or to a New York or a California, first of all, taxes. Taxes matter. Who you vote in matters. We're not going to get political, but that matters. And for me, I'm like, well, Florida has no state income tax. And when you run a business, there's certain incentives. It just made all the sense in the world on top of all the other things, the weather, the lifestyle, and just being young in a city with a lot of other young, attractive, vibrant people. Like, that makes you more competitive. That's another thing too. But when we talk about how much money do you really need to have to make a move like this? I could think of, and I did it a little bit more expensive than most people would probably do, just because I like nice shit. Not going to hide from that. When I, like, looked at how much it cost me to ship my car and to ship my clothes and to buy furniture and furnish a place, and then at the time when I was renting, to put a security deposit down, which is equal to your rent, then put first month down, last month, it gets really expensive. So I would say that you have to have no less, no, like, just saved for a move like this, no less than $20,000 saved. I'm just thinking about the mental math, the money that I spent, and I did it more expensive, but Miami is a really expensive city. I actually think Miami is in the top five of most expensive cities in America. It's so fascinating and wild how expensive it is, but I think that it's worth it. So that would be, in terms of money, what I would recommend, like $20,000 or more to just be comfortable in that move. And that's not including what you currently have in your day-to-day, maybe other savings, other investment. And as I say that, I kind of realize how maybe unrelatable of a statement that could be. That's a lot of freaking money to have in your 20s, just sitting around and to be able to move like that. But that would be my advice there, because anything less, you don't want to find yourself in a position where you make that move and you're like pinching for pennies. And then when you're all in, you're all in, and you have to make everything work. So when we talk about finances, and I don't do it a lot on this show because it's a tough conversation to have. If you're thinking about making that move, save up as much as you can, as fast as you can, and do it. I will tell you until I'm blue in the face how life-changing that is. You completely change into a different person and like a better version of yourself. But another thing you need to be doing, depending on the city that you maybe want to move to, research. Not just locations and spots and what's safe and what's not. Go on TikTok. Type in the city you want to move to, and I don't know, maybe it's New York lifestyle, what it's like to live in LA. One, you know, and I'm thinking of big cities, maybe it's smaller cities. I can guarantee you that there are people that have posted TikToks and Instagram reels about their experience living in that city. So I would absolutely recommend doing that too. So we talk about finances, have that in check. Know where you're going to move. Have sort of like an idea. And to those of you that are still like living with your parents, like think about the crazy trend that you go from being in college, maybe living on campus, not having a worry in the world outside of maybe an exam that as long as you pass the class, you're going to be fine. And then it's like a whole life change. You move back home maybe with your parents, you get your first real job, and you're like, oh shit, this is like what life is. It's kind of boring. And then you're like, well, maybe do I want to move? Do I want to go somewhere else? Like, do I want to change it up? Live with your parents as long as you can. But also, if you have the finances to make a move, do it. You will not, even if the move doesn't go well and you're like, well, I didn't like it, or well, I didn't have this experience that I thought I was going to have, you're not going to regret it. And I can relate to that so perfectly. What I thought Miami was to what it actually is are two different things. And it is so fascinating when I think back to what I thought it was to what it is. Like, I'll give you a really good example of this. What I thought Miami was, I thought it'd be super, super easy to maybe find a partner, find a girl that I can really build a good relationship with, a connection with, and build toward the future, right? And maybe this is where I should have done more research, and this is why I'm kind of giving you guys a little bit of advice and perspective here on that. If you're, and I could think about my friends that I have in Miami, how hard of a time they have dating. Because if you're not at the level of, the example I use is like Kyle and Steve, the Nelk boys, those guys. If you're not at that level, you're going to have a really, really hard time dating in Miami, especially dating someone that is as a certain level, as a certain status, and certainly a girl that can give you what you hope and you can, you know, need and want, all that. That's really important. And I've also realized about Miami is that in order to get that certain level of girl that is rare and does not just throw herself around and is like actually a good potential partner, in order to have access to girls like that, you've got to be a somebody. Period, end of story. You don't got to be Kyle. You don't got to be Steve. You don't got to be any of these guys from Nelk or anyone that's really successful. You've got to be successful in your own ship. You got to have all of the externals that may not be important in the city that you grew up in, like me with Pittsburgh. That has to be taken care of and then some and then times a thousand, genuinely. I'm telling you from personal experience, and maybe you're not moving to a Miami, but if you're going to a Tampa, a Miami, I'm telling you, you've got to be on top of your shit. It's so important. So like what I thought Miami was to what it actually is two different things. And it doesn't mean that I took any less away from this experience of living in two cities at one time. It is so amazing. But it can complicate things when it comes to dating and finding a partner and meeting someone that you, as I've just mentioned, want to build a connection with. But each city has its own mindset, and you need to figure out and research what that is. find that out because it is a real drastic decision when you're making a move like this. Don't ignore the red flags. If it's something and you realize like a video that you're watching from somebody that they post about the city you're moving to, if a lot of them are negative or a lot of them are things that you wouldn't like, maybe you reconsider moving somewhere else or going somewhere a little bit more steady. But now that I think about it, when you make a move state to state like I did, or even just a state over from where you are, it's drastic. I mean, think about it. If you went to college, how moving in there was a little stressful. And at the time you had your parents, but the crazy enough, when you get out of college, you get your first job, you kind of figure out where you want to be, what you want to do. When you make a move like that, you'll notice how little you want your parents and other people to be involved. Like I can remember when I made this move to Miami, I didn't want any financial help from anybody. I didn't want anybody to help me move in. I'm like, you know what? If I'm going to do this, I'm going to do it myself. Moving's a bitch. And I don't think I will ever do anything by myself like that again because my body went through it. And I'm a pretty in shape person, but the stress and the anxiety and doing it from state to state like that is literally insane. So the best summation that I have, having moved across the country and now living in Miami for 3 years, is this. It's actually not about the place. It's about the person. And prior to me moving, I thought it was the place. This is going to make me so happy, which it does. Let me be clear about that. The weather, that in itself takes care of a lot of things. But I will tell you that if you're not happy in your current life, moving will be a distraction, and it'll be a fun distraction, and you'll be living there and be like, wow, I can't believe I'm living somewhere that I used to vacation, or this just feels like a dream. At some point, it stops becoming that dream or vacation, and it becomes your reality of what day-to-day is. And then it kind of hits you like, oh shit, maybe it is about the people. And I think for me, I realized that about a year and a half in, I realized that it's not about the place. It's about the people. It's about the person. And it's about the support system you have around you. And I remember like a year and a half in, I got so tired of coming home to just like an empty house. Now, sure, I had my personal things in there and it's all objects and food and that's cool. And I don't want to sound privileged when I say this. I know that I probably do a little. But when you come home to an empty house over and over and over again, you're like, well, wait a minute. What the hell was the point of this move that I just made? So you want to make sure you have that shit taken care of too, like with your mental health, where you are. Because when you make a move like that, it is you, yourself, and I, and you are 100% on your own. Another thing that I want to say before we wrap this episode is that, let's say maybe one of you out there listening is in a really good relationship right now, and you're kind of struggling whether or not to, maybe both of you guys are going to move to the city that you're thinking about, and that's amazing. But maybe you're 23 and you are like, you know what? I kind of like maybe want to move somewhere and see what it's like. But then you risk and jeopardize throwing away your relationship. If you're in a good relationship, my advice is to not throw that away. Being 26 now, you realize how much people matter, connections matter. And if you have a really good thing going, even if it's not 100% of what you want, maybe it's 90%. We talked about this on last episode. Do not throw that away to chase the 10% of what you think could be life-changing, because the 10% is just 10% and it's not the full 90%. So do not throw away a good relationship, a good connection for some city that you've never lived in to live in some random box in the sky by yourself and be like, yeah, I'm moving here. Yeah, I'm moving here. And I know that contradicts a little bit what I just said earlier in the show, but I also said that from a perspective of a single person. So if you have a really good relationship, a really good connection, you probably won't listen to me. You're going to live your life and make your own decisions, and that's amazing. But I just hate to see people throw away something that could be great. And then you make that decision, you make that move to move, your relationship ends. You realize you can't find anybody else out there like the person you were dating. And then you come running back to that person and they're no longer available. They've moved on. They have found somebody else and they're so content without you. And you're sitting there like, wow, did I just make the biggest mistake of my life? And I don't want any of you to make that mistake. Take this advice. I usually say with a grain of salt. Take it with someone that has walked the walk. Like, I've done it. I know what it's like. I have that experience. And I will tell you that if you're single and you're thinking about doing it and you have the money to do it, do it. Even if it's not what you think it's going to be, you will find your own happiness experience from it. And even if you would chalk it up as a loss, like let's say you moved it to this place and you're like, I'm not having fun. This sucks. And be patient. It does take time. You just learn. And I've learned that in my life from all of the losses that I've ensued in my life. And I've ensued a lot of losses, romantically, personally, financially, everywhere. You learn to either A, never make that decision again, or to B, be very careful with such power in a decision that you could make. That's the episode. I hope I brought some sort of clarity to you. If you're thinking about moving, maybe I just kind of went through your mind of things that you've been thinking about, but hopefully we touched on some things financially with your personal life and making sure that you have everything down that you need to have down in order to make a drastic move. And if you're in a relationship, do not throw it away. Don't do it. I'm telling you, dude, it's not worth it. Do not throw that away for a city that you don't know and a place you've never lived. But if you're single and you're looking to just get after it and figure out your life, I could not recommend any more than moving to a city that you've always dreamed of moving. And for me, that city was Miami. And as much as Miami gets shit, I have found my own peace and happiness. And it is to be able to sit there and say that, like, I know all of you watching this and listening to this want to get to that point with the place that you move. It will take time. But I promise you, regardless of what happens, it will be worth it. Shout out to Tiege Hanley for sponsoring this episode. If you go to amfrel.com/partners, click on the Tiege Hanley logo or the link, you're going to get a 10% off discount automatically applied to when you go and shop. You got to take care of your skin. You got to take care of your face, guys, because that's the first thing she's going to notice when she sees you out or she meets you. And I said it early and I'll say it again. The amount of times that I have been approached by someone just on the pure conversation of what are you doing for skincare? That's how you know you're doing the right thing. Also, for other deals and discounts, head to amfrel.com/partners. Other partners and brands that we work with are there, so you could definitely find a discount. Don't forget our merch at spmerch.org. We have our Wimbledon collection still up. If you could type in WIMB25, you're going to get 25% off of your order at checkout. So please stay on top of that. Thank you guys so much for supporting this channel, supporting me, and ultimately supporting us together, because we are indeed better together. And we've been like that the last 4 years of this show. That's the episode. Have a great rest of your week, an amazing rest of your week. Stay safe out there wherever you are in America, in the world. And I will talk to all of you later. Thank you guys so much for watching this episode. Please subscribe to this channel so you never miss an episode. We're going to be uploading other short clips, potential interviews with people, and much more. Thank you guys so much for supporting us, supporting me, and our journey together to hopefully allowing you to find the person you're destined to be with. So again, thank you so much. Please subscribe to this channel, tell a friend. I will be seeing all of you very soon.